From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for the truck attack in Berlin Monday that killed at least 12 people and wounded dozens. The claim was posted late Tuesday on the website of the group's Amok news agency. The statement came shortly after the German government released the lone suspect captured Monday evening after a huge truck smashed into an open-air market where people were taking part in Christmas festivities. Investigators say they don't have enough evidence to hold the man. An explosion at a fireworks market near Mexico City has killed at least 26 people and injured 70. The market in Tultepec was packed with shoppers buying fireworks for traditional Christmas and New Year's parties. The Russian and Turkish presidents say the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. The two countries' foreign ministers laid flowers Tuesday at the portrait of Ambassador Andrei Karlov in Moscow. Karlov was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman Monday in an apparent protest against Russia's involvement in Syria. The foreign ministers of Russia and Turkey say the evacuation of the besieged Syrian town of Aleppo should be completed in no more than 2 days. Turkey's foreign minister says more than 37,000 people have been evacuated. The militant group Hezbollah, meanwhile, is threatening to attack the last rebel-held area of Aleppo. It says Syrian forces have issued their final call for people to leave. The foreign ministers of Russia, Turkey, and Iran, meanwhile, met in Moscow. They drafted a proposal that Russia says amounts to a blueprint for a ceasefire and maybe an end to the civil war. This is VOA News. The Russian and Turkish presidents say the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. Dorian Jones has more.
A ceremony was held at Ankara's airport for assassinated Russian ambassador Andrei Karlov as his body was repatriated to Russia. The ambassador was shot dead by an off-duty Turkish policeman at an art exhibition. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Tuesday in Istanbul that bilateral relations will not be derailed. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey is committed to finding those responsible and that his security forces will work closely with their Russian counterparts. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Israeli ambassador to the United States is urging the incoming Trump administration to move the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer said such an action would send a strong message against the delegitimization of Israel. President-elect Donald Trump met Tuesday with former Bush administration official Jovita Carranza, who is believed to be in the running to become the U.S. trade representative. Also, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Tuesday rejected calls for a special Senate investigative committee to look into possible interference in U.S. elections by Russia and other countries. The top human rights official at the United Nations Tuesday called for an investigation of Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte after Mr. Duterte claimed he personally killed several alleged criminals. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zaid Raad al-Hussein called on Philippine authorities to launch a murder investigation. Rupert Colville is a spokesman.
Killings committed by Mr. Duterte, by his own admission, at a time when he was a mayor, clearly constitute murder.
Mr. Duterte claimed Friday he shot and killed about three men while serving as mayor of the city of Davao. President Barack Obama Tuesday permanently banned new oil and gas drilling in large sections of the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans. The president's order, made in conjunction with a similar action taken by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, affects 46.5 million hectares of the Arctic off Alaska and 1.5 million hectares of the Atlantic from New England to Chesapeake Bay. The families of three people killed last year at a Florida nightclub are suing three social media companies for allegedly providing what they call material support to the gunman. The lawsuit alleges Facebook, Google, and Twitter made it too easy for Islamic State jihadists to create social media accounts which were used to spread their message and raise funds. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.